This year, Alaska's shellfish hatchery had a little bit of an economic pinch, and the fishing industry came through with some funding to get them over the hump and continue research into king crabs. Mike Mason has more from member station KDLG in Dillingham.
The money is going to the University of Alaska Fairbanks School of Fisheries and Ocean Sciences and is coming from the Bering Sea Fisheries Research Foundation, the Central Bering Sea Fishermen's Association, the Ground Fish Forum, and the Aleutian Pribilof Island Community Development Association. David Christie is the director of the Alaska Sea Grant Program, which coordinates the Alaska King Crab Research, Rehabilitation, and Biology Program.
If we were to run a full-blown program at the hatchery, you know, if money was not an object and we could design our program, we would need about $100,000 a year to keep the hatchery running year-round and to keep the crab, as many crab as we wanted for as long as we wanted to do all the experiments we wanted. This year, with the cutback in federal funding, we were coming up short to keep the crab that we already had. We had, don't quote me on this, but roughly 40 female crab at the hatchery, and the industry really came in to help us get the juveniles from those crab right through to the stage when the juveniles are starting to settle out and look like crabs, and at the stage when we're ready and when we have the permits in place, we would potentially be able to put them back out in the wild. So the money really was sufficient, or almost sufficient, to get us through that critical stage from when the eggs hatch to when the juvenile crab are at the point when we imagine that we would be able to release them into the wild when we're ready to do that.
Christie says there are a couple of different areas of study within the program, including understanding the biology of the crab.
If we just took, 100,000 crab right now and put them out in the ocean somewhere, it would just be expensive fish food, probably. But we don't even know that for sure. So we're doing a couple of things. We're doing increasingly experiments on what happens to these guys if we put them in the wild. We've done some very limited experiments with tethering them and watching to see what happens when a fish comes by and that sort of thing. Basically, we have this parallel program to understand the biology of the crab, how they exist in the wild and how they grow, and try and figure out what would be the best time to release them so that their chances of survival are highest.
Christie says another aspect of the research is to gather genetic information about the crab so that eventually hatchery-raised crab can be used to rebuild wild king crab stocks in places like Kodiak Island and the Pribilof Islands. The $25,000 from the commercial fishing organizations will be used to complete the efforts this year to raise red and blue king crab at the Aleutic Pride Shellfish Hatchery in Seward. Once the crabs reach the juvenile stage, they'll be shipped to research labs in Juneau, Kodiak, and Oregon for further study. Commercial fishing for red king crab in the Kodiak area has been closed since 1983, and in the Pribilof Islands, commercial fishing for blue king crab has been shut down since 2006 due to low numbers of reproducing adult crabs. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.